Good morning, everybody. If I could ask any of you who have cell phones that aren't set to mute or turned off to please take just a moment and do that. It's amazing in many meetings at the beginning of the meeting when the first cell phone goes off, you hear that little ringing tone as a dozen others are turned off as quietly as possible. My name is Rick Robinson. I'm the Stanislaus County Chief Executive Officer. It is my privilege and my pleasure to welcome you this morning to a very, very special ceremony, special event. I want to welcome friends and family, men, women, and children who are here this morning to share in what is a historic event. I want to specifically recognize continuing supervisors Jeff Grover, District 3, and Supervisor Dick Monteith, District 4, here in the audience. We have three county supervisors who will be receiving the oath of office today. Supervisor William O'Brien, District 1, for second term. Supervisor-elect Vito Chiesa, District 2, for his first term. And Supervisor Jim DeMartini, District 5, for his second term. We're very fortunate this morning to have presiding over this ceremony this morning, the Honorable Ricardo Cordova, the Assistant Presiding Judge, who will administer the oath of office.
Good morning. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you, Judge.
And ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. And I'd like to ask our new supervisors to please raise their right hand, please, and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Vito
Chiesa. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
Support or defend.
The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies. Foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation
or purpose of evasion,
that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. Okay, congratulations. All of you, like to welcome our Board of Supervisors.
Before we step out into the foyer for a reception in the honor of these three men, I would offer each of them the microphone to say a few words to their friends, family, and supporters.
I'm not sure I've earned the honor yet to speak, but thank you to my supporters for being here. It's a great honor to represent both District 2 and Stanislaus County, and I look forward to getting to work today. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to my second term and looking forward to continue doing good work in Stanislaus County. I want to thank all my supporters and my family, and looking forward to another 4 years.
I'd like to thank all the people who supported me when I ran for re-election. I'm looking forward to the challenges ahead. I know there'll be a lot of them, especially in the budget area. So I'm ready to get to work, and I'm going to show up here every day, just like I did the last 4 years.
On behalf of the 5 members of the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite each of you out to the foyer to enjoy the refreshments that have been set up for you for the next 25 minutes.
This meeting of the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors will now come to order. Please rise for the salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first order of business is to elect the 2009 chairman and vice chairman. I'll entertain a motion from any member of the board.
Mr. Chairman, since you've had a couple months practice, I think that it would be fair to move you into rotation into chairmanship. And if my memory serves me right, I think the vice chair would rotate to Supervisor Grover, and that would be my motion.
Second.
Okay. Motion is made by Supervisor O'Brien, seconded by Supervisor Monteith. Any further discussion from the board? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried 5-0.
Thank you.
Go get them.
Okay, this is the time in our meeting when we have comments from the public on items that are not on the agenda. And we have a request from Deborah Harper.
Good morning. Welcome to 2009. And welcome to the board. My name is Deborah Harper. I currently reside in Modesto, California. And it is my prayer this year that we have a very progressive and respectful year. God bless you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else who would like to address this board on any item that is not on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to the consent calendar. There is one item that you were going to remove.
Yes, I would request that item A5H be removed from the agenda, and we'll bring it back on a future date.
Okay, that item has been removed. Does any member of this board wish to pull any item on the consent agenda calendar?
I'll move approval of the balance of the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Grover, seconded by Supervisor O'Brien. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried 5-0. Okay, now we will move to agenda item B12. We have a staff report, please.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doering. I am Mary Ann Lee, and I'm the Director of the Health Services Agency. We're before you this morning to present an overview of the Women, Infants, and Children's Program. We commonly refer to that as WIC, the WIC program. It's a nutrition program for a segment of the underserved low-income population of our community. At HSA, WIC is a part of our public health division in the agency, and as you hear about the program, it'll make a lot of sense to you as to why, because the goals of the program are very much consistent with some of the concerns that we've reported to you, you've heard from Dr. Walker about in our community, for instance, infant mortality and childhood obesity. We're facing some pretty difficult challenges. All of us are facing some pretty difficult challenges at this point, but we're here today actually with some relatively good news. Because we're being allocated, with your approval, we're being allocated additional funding for the WIC program. I say it's relatively good news because the only reason that we're getting additional funding is in recognition of the need in our community. I'd like to introduce Phoebe Leon. She's a member of our senior leadership team at the agency, and Elaine Emery, who is the program manager of our WIC operation. And I'm going to turn the presentation over to, they're really our WIC experts, and I'm going to turn that presentation and the recommendation to them. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman DiMartini and members of the board. In the next few minutes, we're going to give you an overview of the WIC program and what we are asking for your approval. WIC actually stands for Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. It is a federally funded program, and specific funding comes from authorization by the Congress every year. It is, unlike food stamps, not an entitlement program, which means that every year Congress has to appropriate money, and since it's not fully funded, not every eligible participant are enrolled in the program. The WIC funding, after appropriation from Congress, is administered through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and through the USDA, it's allocated to each state. Each state receives its funding through a funding formula. And then each state receives its share of funding and allocated to local agencies. Here in California, local WIC agencies are contracted and funded with the State Department of Public Health. And a lot of the WIC programs locally are administered or operated by the county's health department, and some are by private nonprofit organizations. Also, the allocation is based on a funding formula as well, and the funding formula considers the need, as Marianne was saying, as one of a criteria for funding local agencies. And in some local counties, there can be more than one WIC program, but here in San Francisco County, we have one agency, which is the health department, that we operate the WIC program. So who are eligible for the WIC program? Women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or recently had a baby, infants, and children up to the age of 5. They also must be considered at nutritional risk. And also they have to meet our income guideline, which is 185% of the federal poverty level. For example, a family of 4 can make up to $39,000 a year and they will qualify. And children, our foster parents, will also may qualify for the program. And in addition, they have to live here in San Francisco County because each county has its own WIC program. So the goals of the program, as Marianne was saying, it's to decrease the prevalence of low birth weight babies, to reduce pregnancy complications, reduce iron deficiency anemia, promote optimum growth and development of infants and young children, promote breastfeeding, and promote childhood obesity prevention. And locally and also at the state level, we monitor these indicators and then decide on what the emphasis to determine our nutrition education plan for the year. So what do participants receive once they are enrolled in the program? They receive supplemental nutritious foods, and these are specific foods. They are assigned specific foods, or we call food prescriptions, and also it has to be in specific amounts. And they also receive nutrition assessment, counseling, and education because they have to be determined at nutritional risk. So we do that in the WIC office. They receive breastfeeding promotion and support. We teach them how to breastfeed. And also WIC is an adjunct to healthcare. Because they have to be determined at nutritional risk, we require that they receive ongoing and regular care from a healthcare provider. And also, WIC is mandated to provide referrals to a lot of social and human services such as food stamps, Medi-Cal, and TANF, and other services. So at this time, I want to turn it over to Elaine to actually walk you through what a participant receives when they come into the WIC office.
As a new participant in the WIC program, one would either get a referral from a physician or they can call. And at this point in time, I just checked, a new participant can call in and receive an appointment within a week. So we have a very short waiting time to get onto the program. They are asked to bring in, like Phoebe mentioned earlier, proof of residency. They need to show that they live in the county, and that can be as simple as a check or a bill that came to their house with their name on it to show that they live in the county, their ID, some type of proof of income, because again, we are a low-income program. They need to show that. Now, if they are on Medi-Cal or food stamps or TANF, and they show us proof of that, they are automatically eligible for our program, so we don't go through that process if they're already on the program, because we know that social services took care of that process. We also, if they are enrolling their infants and children, we also require that they bring them to show us that they do have those children, and that's part of the, to make sure that they aren't committing fraud. We have them, during the first appointment, we do screening to check all that paperwork, and we do a minimal assessment, and then we have them come back within a couple months for their classes. And their classes can range from just prenatal nutrition, how to take care of themselves during pregnancy, breastfeeding promotion and support, how to shop at the store. A lot of them don't know how to cook. They don't know how to cook nutritious foods. Also how to feed their infants and their children properly, and then lately we've been doing a lot of physical activity promotion and healthy eating just to help combat the childhood obesity issues that we've been seeing. We recertify them, so we look at their paperwork and their eligibility every 6 months in those cases. And so, you know, we don't, once we determine them eligible, we just don't let them keep coming back. We do redetermine every 6 months because things do change. Phoebe talked to you about the food prescriptions. They are different than food stamps in the fact that they are very, very specific. So we do call them prescribed. We don't allow high sugar cereals or juices with a lot of sugar in them. It's very, very specific. So the amounts and the types of foods are prescribed. So there will be a list of cereals that are allowed, a list of juices, and all the other food products are very, very specific. So it's different in food stamps where they have freedom to choose. They're very limited in these foods that they can get with their vouchers. And then the other thing that Phoebe also mentioned is that we do refer. I mean, the way that we get them, they either call us or that they get referred from a physician. But if they do not have a physician currently, we make sure that they get one and we refer them to other agencies. If they're not on food stamps, we try to refer them to see if they're eligible. And that's part of our requirement. We have nurses come where we are at to make sure that they get their immunizations, that they get their blood checked for lead. We check them for hemoglobin to make sure that they're not anemic. We check their height and weight and then counsel them accordingly. So that's about the process on what a participant goes through to belong on the WIC program.
Thank you. So in addition to the benefits to participants, we also feel that WIC is a benefit to our community because actually it's a cost-saving prevention program. There has been some studies done, and the studies have shown that for every dollar invested in WIC, it generates $3 in Medicaid savings. Also, it's a boost to the local economy because, as we were saying, the participants use the food vouchers to go to the stores to redeem the foods, and it actually generates about $1.2 million every month to our local grocers. because each food packet costs about $60, and if it's eaten formally, it costs about $300 per packet. We wanted to just talk a little bit about the WIC's Obesity Prevention Initiative, since it's one of its goals, and so WIC actually during the last few years has implemented or starting to implement some changes to meet its goal of preventing childhood obesity. For one thing, with the food prescription, it's been, you know, over 30 years, and so we've decided that we need to include fresh fruits and vegetables and less juices to include in the food packet. Also, we're including more whole grain products such as breads and rice and pasta in addition to the cereal that we've been providing before. We're also including some culturally appropriate choices like soy and tortillas, and we're taking away whole fat milk and only allowing low-fat or non-fat milk and cheeses. In addition, we're encouraging employees to be healthy, to model healthy behavior, because that's when they can teach the participants how to eat and behave healthily. We're promoting breastfeeding, and actually USDA has set aside their funding to promote breastfeeding for breastfeeding purposes, such as for local agencies to provide provider education to educate our healthcare providers and also our staff how to talk about breastfeeding and promote breastfeeding for our participants. The next slide kind of shows you currently these are the foods that we're providing. You can see a lot of milk and eggs and juice and just the cereal. This slide is the new proposed package, which will be implemented in the next 12 months, right? And you can, August, okay, in the next 8 months. And you can see, you know, the fresh fruits and vegetables we wanted to include, and less milk and less juice, and more of the high-fiber foods here. Okay, what are we doing in Santa Cruz County? Our new caseload with the agenda item before you, the contract is increasing our caseload to 20,525 participants. This is about 2,000 participants more than what we have been serving. We are actually serving 100% of this caseload allocation, and we provide WIC services throughout the county in the Modesto, Ceres, Turlock, Patterson, Oakdale, Riverbank, and Waterford. The budget, the increased caseload is giving us an increased funding of $300,000 for this federal fiscal year, and that is about 10% increase from the $3 million budget to about $3.3 million, a little bit over $3.3 million budget for our WIC program operations. And again, this is an increase about, you know, almost 2,000 participants a month. And we talked about it's not an entitlement program, and the estimation in Santa Cruz County for the eligible participants, which means that those people who met the eligibility criteria that we talked about earlier, is about 29,000. So our caseload is about 70% of the eligibles. Right now we're serving 100% of caseload, and we're holding that way because we have not, and the state's direction is for us not to turn anybody away, even if we're serving 100% caseload. We also control our caseload or maintain our caseload by not doing very active outreach. So as Marianne was saying, it's not very good news because, you know, we can't do a lot of outreach, but then at this point we're maintaining the 100% of our caseload, which is allocated to our county. The increased funding would allow us to fill two vacant staff positions, and that will give some relief for the staff to serve the extra 2,000 participants. We feel that this program meets and supports the board agenda, or supports the board priorities of a healthy community and a strong local economy. So we are asking the board to approve these three staff recommendations. One, to approve the 3-year contract and amendments with the Department of Public Health. Two, to authorize our managing director or her designee to sign and execute the contract. And third, to direct the Auditor Controller's Office to increase the appropriations and estimated revenue in the amount of $306,000. Thank you, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions.
Are there any questions of staff? Supervisor O'Brien.
Mr. Chairman, if I sit here and listen to this presentation, I think I might have a moral conflict of interest. I don't think it would meet the legal definition of conflict of interest, but I do accept the wake in my grocery store, and at this point I'm going to step down from the dais and let you, while you deliberate and make a decision.
Okay. Let the record show the Supervisor O'Brien has stepped down from the dais. Other comments from the board, questions of staff? I'll entertain a motion then.
Second.
A motion made by Supervisor Chiesa and seconded by Supervisor Grover. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried 4-0-1. Okay, thank you. If we have no scheduled matters, we will move to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the California Department of Transportation video of California's General Aviation Airport's links to vitality and a brochure, Airport Land Use Compatibility Planning in California.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a notice from the San Francisco Planning Department regarding public hearing on the draft environmental impact report for the San Joaquin Pipeline System Project to be held at Thomas Downey High School in Modesto on Tuesday, January 13, 2009.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a letter from the National Fair Housing Alliance regarding fair housing as it pertains to the Community Development Block Grants.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development. You're having a busy week.
This board has received a notice of the first meeting of the County Fish and Game Commissioners of California Association to be held on February 4, 2009 in Sacramento, California.
Refer to the Fish and Wildlife Committee. Mr. Chiesa.
This board has received a copy of the River Partners Journal.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a letter from the law offices of Griswold, LaSalle, Cobb, Dowd, and Jim, representing Wood Brothers, Inc., regarding the Fink Road Landfill LF2 Cell No. 5 Excavation Project.
Refer to the Department of Public Works and County Council.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports? Supervisor O'Brien.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Supervisor Chiesa and welcome him to the dais. Since our last meeting, I've run into some frustration here in county government. And as I try to solve issues for constituents in my district, ran into issues where department heads and assistant department heads were either on vacation or taking comp time at the same time, which led to not being able to solve the problem very easily. And as I sit here getting frustrated myself, I can only imagine what the everyday citizen of this county goes through as they are trying to solve their issues with our county. As I look into it, we don't have any policies that say department heads and assistant department heads can be on vacation or out of the office comp time at the same time. And I'm looking to see a policy brought forth to the Board of Supervisors to vote on that says that, you know, we can't schedule our department heads and assistant department heads out at the same time. Now, I understand emergencies and things arise that will be excluded, obviously, but we're here for the people of Stanislaus County, and we need to take care of business. And so I'd like to have staff bring back a policy that we could vote on. Understanding that staff will probably give us lots of reasons not to put the policy in place, but I need to have my day in court and present it to the Board of Supervisors and see how it goes.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Further reports from the board? Mr. Chiesa? You said it all already. Well, I will say the same thing as Supervisor O'Brien. Welcome to the board. It's nice to have the two farmers on the board. We've had that in the past there, so, and then two Italians, too. So,
dribble play in your hand.
Anyway, welcome to the board. We look forward to working with you for the next 4 years. Okay, we will adjourn to closed session. Mr. Doring?
In closed session, the first is anticipated litigation involving one case pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision C. The second matter is to discuss existing litigation, one case, that people in the state of California versus Mendez Silva et al. And that's Santa Claus County Superior Court case number 379561, and that's held pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision A. I do not expect a report out on either item.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Doring. We're going to go to our CEO for a legislative report, which I forgot.
I just actually wanted to make two comments, one quickly on the legislative front. Stanislaus County staff are working diligently now to prepare the mid-year budget review, and we'll be bringing that to you in the weeks ahead. Additionally, we have put in place some budget savings processes, including a soft hiring freeze and limitations on travel for the balance of the fiscal year. Also wanted to comment and reaffirm that the comments of Supervisor O'Brien are not ignored, that we will have something back to the full board for discussion at some point in the future. I would like to take this discussion to our department heads and present to the board both the advantages and disadvantages of any course of action.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned.